Good morning. It's 8:38 Finger Lakes Morning News. It's time to get healthy with Finger Lakes Health, and that means Laura Turbide is here. Good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
We got to get our road update. Kind of still a little bit on the greasy side coming in.
Yeah, not too bad, but definitely a little more snow this morning than I thought. I went to walk the dog last night, and I thought, where did this extra come from? But it's the season for extra snow, I guess.
I always ask you before we have our guest if there's any news or notes or events or there's a snack and chat coming up, I think, isn't there? Or?
There isn't. I would encourage people, go on our website because we have snack and chat. We'll be soon launching some new prehab dates, likely to be in Geneva where you just come off of being down in Penn Yan. We also currently, they are running a diabetes program in partnership with Yates County Public Health in Penn Yan. So we've got a lot of things always percolating. And we're going to talk today about some other community outreach kinds of programs as well that are being offered through our rehabilitation department.
Just one more question before we get to that, because you mentioned we've got the cardiac prehab that we've talked about with Dr. Gomez. You've got the diabetes programs. Are there any plans to branch out into other kind of preventative things like that? Because that's been a greater emphasis in a lot of our talks now is, hey, we'd love to treat you, but we'd love it even more if we didn't have to treat you.
If you stay healthy. Without a question, that's a little bit what we're going to talk about with some of the rehab things today. We also have, for example, all of our primary care practices working very, very regularly. We keep talking about we have the potential to really create almost a cancer-free community. We have the potential with the screenings we've talked about, getting people in for colonoscopies, getting people in for mammography on schedule, really working with your primary care partner in a way to make sure that you're scheduled for the right screenings at the right time for you. That's a huge part of prevention, along, of course, with vaccinations. And hopefully people have gotten their flu vaccine. Never at a loss for being able to recommend that to people if they know and watch the news. Still, it's the most and effective way to prevent that for yourself, and as we all know, it's very serious. And also, from a prevention standpoint, we are a partner with countless other organizations, along with Common Ground Health, which is sort of a Finger Lakes Health Systems agency, used to be named in the past, doing things like a hypertension registry, where we're really working, sharing all of this data in aggregate of our patients and how they're managing blood pressure and hypertension. We know that's a huge, huge risk factor for cardiovascular disease, stroke, and some of the other things. So while we work to really have evidence-based best practice in our practices, to really work with people to make sure, are we helping you manage your cholesterol? Are we helping you manage your blood pressure? Used to be, I think people just sort of really didn't think as much about, they'd get their blood pressure taken, but there wasn't this worry of really how important the management of that is. So hypertension management, and hypertension is one of the core topics that came up in all of the public health. All three of our counties and us together do these community needs assessments on a three-year basis and develop a plan. And hypertension is part of that, along with some of the other chronic disease management. So I think that's a lot of our direction right now, is really looking at those modifiable risk factors and working with people in the practice settings to get them aligned with their own screening schedule. And then, of course, these more community-based group kinds of sessions as well.
No, that's great. Very cool stuff. So we have a returning guest.
We do. I'm always so happy to have Maureen Loyal by my side. Maureen has been with Finger Lakes Health, I want to say, going on almost two and a half years. She comes to us from more recently down in Long Island, where she oversaw rehabilitation programs there. But she has this special connection that I always like to mention. She's a William Smith alumni. So how do you not love and embrace that?
Yeah.
She ended up sort of back in what I would call adopted home that now is home. And she leads oversees all of our rehab services. So everything from long-term care rehab that helps keep our long-term care residents strengthened and in the best condition they can, to also short-term rehab programs, transitional care programs on the long-term care side, on the acute care side, all of the PT, OT, speech, everything that happens on the inpatient side. Then also we have a acute rehab unit that people are aware of that is sort of for a specialty unit specifically for people that need that more intense rehab that can take 3 hours of PTOT or speech during the course of a day with some specific diagnoses there, and partnerships with our orthopedic groups, partnerships with athletic trainers. So she'll talk a little bit more about everything that's happening in the rehab services, but I will certainly tell you, we encourage you. We have rehab, outpatient rehab at all of our sites, Huntington, Penn Yan, Geneva. We have the potential to get you in with extended hours. We have capacity and incredible team of clinicians with some specialty trained folks, everything from folks who work very specifically with orthopedics to folks who've done work with balance, just a whole range of specialties. So we have a dynamic, talented team, and Maureen happens to spearhead it, but I know she's super proud of everything they bring to the table.
We'll All right, Maureen, that's a big buildup. Good morning.
Yeah, it's fun. Thank you. Thanks.
So now, what did you take at William Smith? Is there a course there that prepares you in medicine, or was that a later transition?
That was a later transition. I was an English major over there.
Okay.
And had my knee operated on, so I got into physical therapy after that. And just love the field because you can help people. And like we were saying earlier, like you think of PT and OT and speech, it's usually after an event, after an injury, after surgery, or you know, a stroke or something like that. But we also are in that preventive nature. And we're looking to create community wellness programs throughout our three sites, where we could actually screen community-dwelling older adults to see how they're doing amongst their peers for flexibility, strength, balance, and kind of give them like a report card. How are you doing? Oh, you might need to work on this to stay safe and stay independent in the community.
Are you working... Do you or Finger Lakes Health people staff some of the high school sporting events around at all?
We do. Down in Penn Yan, we have an athletic trainer there who recently worked to get the safe schools designation from the National.
I should have known that. We've had her on before.
National Athletic Training Association award for safe schools. So we met a lot of criteria to make sure that we were optimizing the care for those student athletes down there. And at Hobart and William Smith and Keuka College, we now send a physical therapist over a couple times a week to work with the student athletes or the students and staff even at Keuka. So it's nice.
Is there a way to tell if somebody might be prone to injury if you notice, I don't know, their motion is off or something, or the way that they're warming up and things? Are there some sort of warning factors that, hey, you need to change the way you stretch or warm up a little bit because you might be prone to some sort of injury?
Definitely, just movement patterns. We have a few therapists who are clinically trained in what's called selective functional movement assessment. So that's looking at each joint and saying maybe you're having hip pain from your ankle. So let's figure out how that movement pattern's incorrect and correct it. And you see that same thing when you see the weekend warrior or the everyday person coming into outpatient clinics, not just the athletes, you know, with shoulder pain or knee pain. So we look at the whole entire body, how it moves, kind of like a train.
Right.
If a train derails, the rest of it's going to derail, so we find the part that is the weak area, correct that, and correct the movement pattern, and get you free from injury.
Well, I know, especially in the case of athletes, sometimes overcompensating for one injury leads to another. I mean, there's, you know, a pitcher hurts his leg, strides differently, and then hurts his arm.
Yep, and that's why when, you know, we just established these programs at Keuka and Hobart and William Smith, that now, once we're settled in, we want to look at that a little bit more, return to play, because, you know, there's a psychological component. Is it because you have muscle weakness, or is it because you're protecting it? And so we really like to maybe team up with the school, the sports psychologist that they have, the nutritionist, and really make a dynamic program to make sure that we get these, you know, and then extrapolate to the high school programs and provide, like, free lecture series to parents, athletes, on how to prevent injury in ACL or how to prevent the throwing arm for the pitchers out there and the baseball players. So, you know, we really want to try to reach out to the community a little bit more and provide those preventative lectures, because once you get injured, you're more likely to, you know, re-injure. And if we can prevent that from happening in the first place, you know, we're more successful in our jobs.
I know I ask you this every time, being a big sports fan, any insight into ACL injuries in women athletes or better ways of preventing those?
I think it just is establishing at a younger age, you know, they're young girls are playing a little bit more, so they'll have that wear and tear on it. And just changing your sports. Don't stick to one sport. You know, all the studies are showing now that if you just play one sport throughout your whole career, you're at risk for injury and burnout, you know, go up. So just really try to mix it up. And playing soccer, playing basketball, playing softball, playing volleyball, all the different muscles you need for those different sports really help make your body stronger as a whole. And, you know, try to do, you know, don't be sports specific. Try to mix it up.
Now that leads me to one more sports question. I said I wouldn't ask another one, but because I'll see, like, I go to the hockey games, and the hockey players will be warming up kicking a soccer ball around. Is that kind of the idea, to do those different sort of motions?
Yep, just to try to loosen them up and not make them think so much.
Okay.
You know, to really give them good variety. And I've had a few elite athletes, like Pat Genovese's husband, Carmen. He told me, and a few other people told me, soccer is the sport to play to be better in every other sport.
Oh.
So
okay.
I keep passing that on to my kids.
All right. Very good. Well, let's talk about some of the rehab services. They're offered at multiple facilities. Is it largely post-surgical rehab, or is there more to it than that?
No, there's good variety. We work closely with our docs at IOS, so for post-surgery on rotator cuff, on knee replacements, on knee surgery, ACL repair. We've had a lot of student-athletes come in, you know, that we've returned back to play. But, you know, when people think physical therapy, they think a lot about orthopedics, but there's also concussion care, post-concussion care we offer. We have a specialist, and he'll travel to each site to help make it easier for the patient to gain access to the services. And he also is specializes in vestibular, benign vertigo, you know, so trying to get positional vertigo to get you back into the game that way. And then we also have a specialist in pelvic floor dysfunction for treating women with incontinence. And she's just recently been trained to help women who are pregnant to, you know, with these kind of issues.
Right.
So it broadens her outreach to not just the woman who's having incontinence after pregnancy, but during as well.
One of the issues in rehabilitation is tolerance for pain, and the person, you know, the first time you have to put your full weight on that joint that was operated on or something. How do you sort of develop that rapport with the patient to maybe push them beyond what they think they can do? Because you don't want to try to get to full function too soon, but you don't want to baby it either, right?
Yeah, it's a nice balance, you know, and that's what I think the strength of our therapists are, because they really book the time one-on-one, the entire session. Sometimes you see two or three people booked at once, but not at our facilities. We have that one-on-one time to really learn that individual's needs and learn their psychological component and try and really walk them through it. And we always say, you know, you have to do all the driving. We're giving you the roadmap. And so sometimes we're going to be a little tough on you, but sometimes, you know, we'll recognize if you're working hard, you know, that if you're doing too much, we'll pull back. But I think we really get a great rapport from our satisfaction scores through the roof. They all say that the therapists are great and they're really a team player. And I think that's what really separates Finger Lakes Health Rehab from a lot of services, is that one-on-one, hands-on, to really kind of walk that person through their illness or their injury and get them back to what they want to do. And if you're, whether you're fishing, you know, we have fishing poles and golf clubs in our practices. We'll take you outside and after shoulder surgery, have you start casting a reel, you know, to really get you back to what you want to do. It's a great program.
I know that one of the things that you do is speech therapy and difficulties in swallowing and that type of thing, especially post-stroke is one application. How do you go about teaching someone to get their speech back as fully as possible?
Well, just like any muscle in the body, you know, they try to retrain it and find where their strengths are and really help them. There's biofeedback that they'll use. There's different memory games that they'll use if it's a cognitive component. And speech works great not only with the stroke patients but with people who've had throat cancer, you know, and have and been impacted by that to help get their voice back. You know, maybe we can have one of our speech therapists come on to really talk about those programs to really highlight how they can get multiple different disease processes back and people find their voice again.
Yeah. Very cool stuff. We appreciate it as always. Thank you for what you do and keep on developing all these new programs. It's exciting, Laura. Every time we talk, we're just all these new things and expanding programs, and it's just I'm glad we can tell these stories.
Me too, and I love when we have these dynamic folks who come in. When we have had new folks come in, they bring in their own ideas. Maureen, I know, had ideas, everything from sort of how do we reduce fall risk for people living in the community. There's a whole host of things that each person brings, an ability to look at the team that might already exist and help tap into the strengths that are already there, but then build them and I think take them even to the next level. So I feel like that's absolutely what's happened in our rehab areas. Not only is there a great basis, we talked about all these therapists that have their own passion and their own specialty and have driven themselves professional development wise, et cetera. But to have somebody come in as a team leader and really begin to sort of put the pieces together to say, here's some needs I see in the community and here's some ways that I feel like we can fit them. Let's connect these dots.
Well, especially, I mean, in Geneva and Penya, New York, where these are things that a generation ago, if they even existed, you had to go 100 miles or something to some big city place to do it. Now you can get it right at home.
I think a lot of people don't also realize that we are, again, not-for-profit, your own community hospital, which means us offering these kinds of services in Penya and in Geneva and in Waterloo. There are a lot of private practices out there. That's meets important need as well. But when you have the opportunity to make a choice, not only do you get that kind of one-on-one care versus perhaps potentially more of a group setting for your therapy, but you also have the ability where you're choosing the service where there's a continuum of care, they have access to your medical record, they have access to the orthopedic folks who've maybe done your surgery, that there's a much more consistent we talk about versus these episodic separate care, there is a strength and synergy that comes from across a continuum. And I think it's also super important to know that if you want to have these services in your community, you use them. And if you use the hospital services for rehab, it helps us also make sure there's other services that continue to exist, not just rehab, but it keeps the entire system healthy and strong.
All right, Maureen, thank you. Always good to see you.
All right, thanks for having me.
And Laura, thank you as always.
Thank you, Tad.
Appreciate it. I learn things and get healthier here. It's a challenge, too, getting me healthy. 8:53, Finger Lakes Morning News.